Tim, not the result you wanted today, but that's ninth place confirmed now into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, on today's game in particular, I thought the boys were outstanding. I think the shift you put in was absolutely immense. Every single one of them, you know, put their shoulder to the wheel and really gave everything. And you know, the 45th minute and the 92nd minute, we were just a couple of wee lapses of concentration and maybe a wee bit of fatigue as well. And I don't think we deserve to lose the game. It was also, for me, a big decision where I felt the linesman got it wrong when Liam Scullion scored, which to us looked a perfectly good goal. I've looked at it since and it was a perfectly good goal, so we didn't really get that wee break that we wanted today. But overall, I thought the performance deserved more. And as I said, I think over recent weeks we definitely have improved our performance. And as a result, we've managed to get to that playoff position. Listen, that was always going to be, you know, the first challenge that we had. Obviously, now we know that it's going to be an even bigger one to try and get through the playoffs, which are notoriously tough. But yeah, we're there. And I think it's more to do with our performances over the last 6 or 7 weeks where I feel that we have improved.
There's a few players missing, Ross Ryan and Barry. Do you think they'll be likely back to the playoffs?
I don't know, mate. I really don't know. Listen, the squad has got, I think, stronger. I mean, again, Cammy scored another fantastic goal today on the back of last week's goal. I thought Kyle Doherty and him today did very well together. But I thought it was a lot of really good performances today. So our squad is stronger, but nevertheless, it would be great to have these guys back because when you're playing 2 games in a short period of time, the first thing you've got to do is look at game one and whether that's going to be, I think, East Fife or Annan.
Yeah.
So we have to try and overcome that. You can't look beyond that. That would be arrogant and it would be silly to do. So those are going to be extremely tough matches. And in an ideal world, you want to have as healthy a squad as possible to compete in them.
Montrose next week, does that give you a chance to rest some bodies ahead of the two?
Well, I wouldn't use the term rest, but it gives us the chance for other boys who maybe not played a lot of football to be hopefully got up to speed and be ready for the playoffs, because as I said, we're going to need the squad, we're going to need everybody available. So yeah, I mean, it might be a chance for a couple of the boys, but you know, I don't think we're going to make wholesale changes, but you know, nevertheless, we've also got to use it, as I said, as an opportunity for maybe 2 or 3 boys who haven't played regular football to get some more minutes under their belt, so that they're ready to compete for a place once the playoffs, you know, games come up.